One of the pioneers of rock and roll died this week, and although you know his music, you may not know his name. Johnny Johnson didn't slide across the stage or grin into the camera or gyrate in front of the microphone, but his driving piano was the rhythm and the backbeat behind the Chuck Berry Trio and some of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack, go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Old engineer would see him sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made.
In 1991, Scott Simon visited Johnny Johnson at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where he was performing. Although Chuck Berry had been inducted in 1986, Mr. Johnson, at the time of Scott's visit, was still not a member. Johnny Johnson was a big man, tall in stature, imposing, really, and oh, those hands.
I'm not sure this works on the radio, but I'm could you hold up your hands? Mm. Big hands for a piano player.
Well, Keith Richards called them logs. I like logs. To me, they're not big, I guess because I've had them so long.
And his sound was big, too. It seems familiar now, the pounding piano in Maybelline, School Days, Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, and Sweet Little 16. But in the early 50s, that sound was the beginning of something new, something powerful, rock and roll. Johnny Johnson.
They just didn't have that title, rock and roll, mm-hmm. because it was nothing but a shuffle. That's all rock and roll is, a shuffle.
Let's see.
Johnny Johnson considered himself a partner to Chuck Berry, a co-creator of those rock and roll anthems. He claimed that the signature Chuck Berry Trio sound was his creation, adopted and adapted to guitar by the charismatic Mr. Berry. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones put it this way in the 1986 movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I say to Johnny, play a boogie. You know, I mean, he'll go flow naturally into and he's not doing a Chuck Berry song. I know the way he's playing, it's his riff. Chuck adapted it guitar. I know that too because of the key it's in. It's in piano, it's in Johnny's keys, it's in piano keys.
In 2001, Johnny Johnson was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in a new category created for sidemen. Johnny Johnson died this week of natural causes. He was 80 years old.
Why you treat me like you do? Well, I ain't no fool. I'm cool, I know the rules.